Morning. The last time we had this man on the show, the phones, our socials blew up. Everyone wants access to him because he is Australia's number one psychic medium. There's a three-year wait to get a reading from him. But we've got our phone lines open, 13 10 60. Cale O'Donnell, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. How are we?
We're great. How are you?
I'm doing good.
How's the psychic world going?
Oh, it's doing good. I have a little joke for you.
Oh,
we love a joke.
Knock, knock.
Why did the radio show have the medium as a guest?
Why?
Because he wasn't afraid of dead air.
Hey, that's very good.
It should open for you,
did
Nick.
Did you write that?
No, ChatGPT wrote it.
That's amazing.
Now, we did when we had you
on
last.
It's a computer medium.
What's great, Cale, is when we have you on, and because there are the great thing about psychics, there's believers and then there's cynics. What's really interesting is watching the cynics turn, because when you were speaking to some of our wonderful listeners last time, it was like jaw-droppingly accurate and we had tears and we're ready to do it again.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah, last time with Spider. That was so memorable. Mm. It was
yes,
so beautiful.
I know. Oh, gosh, you even remember.
Of course he does.
Of course, I know.
When you left, we spoke for the rest of the show about how amazing it was. Like, I was blown away. And then I was thinking, just before we go to the call, so I was thinking, you know, when you do the readings and someone asks you to connect with like their mom or their dad that's passed away, what's the scariest thing that do you say everything that they're telling you, or do you like put a bit of mayo on it to make this soften the blow a little bit?
Yeah, I do a little bit of that. Yeah, just to make it like well-rounded, I guess, and not so confronting. So I just, you know, share what I feel. But I always make it lighter and not as, you know, confronting, I guess, when I do my readings.
Is the spirit ever saying, I hated my brother. Don't talk to him. And you're going, your brother's doing great, mate. And the spirit's going, no, I didn't say that. Tell him he sucks.
Yeah, it's funny. Sometimes they do have that banter still in the spirit world. They definitely have their banter, you know, with sisters, you know, having their rivalry and things like that. What did you do with the house? Did you sell dad's house or not? And yeah, so it's quite funny. And people definitely understand it when they're having their reading. They're like, yep, she was definitely like that.
It's like Whoopi Goldberg in Ghost.
Yeah.
Like one of the best movies. Yeah. I still love that. Ghost playing, you know, Patrick Swayze was having a laugh. Anyway, that's just a movie. Let's move on to actual readings. Cale, we've got Jeff in Phillip Island. Hey, Jeff.
Good morning.
Hey, Jeff. Say hi to Cale and you two do your thing.
Hey, Cale. How you going?
Good. How are you?
Getting there. Very nervous.
That's okay. What did you want to ask your mum, Jeff?
3 years ago, I didn't get to say goodbye to her. I was in hospital and I was the troubled child, I suppose. Mm. And since then, I've got my stuff together, and she never got to see that ever in my life. And I've started a business, and I want to know if she's seen it and if she's proud.
Wow, Jeff. So much raw emotion there, and thank you for calling in. You know, I want to just bring your mum through because she can hear you, and she stands really tall and very straight. You know, her posture is really tall. And so what that makes me feel and understand about your mum is that she did have her life quite well organized. She makes me feel like quite a well-organized person, quite, you know, upstanding and so non-judgmental either. She makes me feel like she brings in people into her life. And I think that a lot of people remember her definitely in her life as like a mother figure, even though she wasn't their mum. And so when I bring through your mom, what she's telling me is that in 2015, there was definitely a total different life that you lived, a total different space that you were in. And she makes me understand and feel that she wants to remind you of that time and remember the conversations that you would have had, and that she is completely and totally proud of where you are today.
That's good.
Yeah, she's so proud of you where you are. And she talks about the girls. Who are the girls?
And my daughter.
Your daughter.
And my sisters as well.
Yeah, so she says, we're all the girls. She wants to let you know that the girls are, in fact, watched and taken care of by her. In fact, the girls, the daughter, something about schooling this year, she is so proud with the last 1 year of schooling. Why would she be saying that?
1 year of schooling, There's nieces that are in leadership. My daughter started high school.
She started high school. Fantastic. So that's the last year. She's saying, wow, I'm so proud and how she is being able to progress there. So she wants to send you love right now and just say that she's so proud and she can see all of this that's happening.
Thank you.
Hey, Jeff, what happened in 2015?
2015 would have been around the time when I sold my house. I moved back home to look after her because she got cancer. Yeah. And I pretty much was with her from around 2015 to 2021 when she died.
Wow.
But, yeah, I sent her through hell, but it's, I wish she was here to witness what I do today.
Oh,
well, that's
Jeff.
Just, there you go, Jeff. Confirmation that she can see what's going on. And she's so proud of you. And she says, thank you for taking care of me. And now it's my time to take care of you for the rest of your life. So I'll see you, she says.
Thank you.
Jeff, that was beautiful. Wow. You can, as you said, Cal, the raw emotion, Jeff, we all felt that. And we wish you well. And so well done for turning your life around. I love that. Thank you, Jeff. Now, we've got more people calling through. We take them now. Or do we have to go? Are we coming back?
Let's get a song on Ariana Grande. We Can't Be Friends. On the other side of this, we are going to be crossing to Roeville and Wyndham Vale to have a crack and see how it goes here with Kale O'Donnell, Australia's number one psychic.
Doesn't sound like a good song to play with them.
Yeah.
We can't be friends.